Welcome to Insuring Crypto, a podcast where we talk about a healthy crypto space, from high utility tokens to emerging technologies. Let's insure crypto's future. Here's your host, Ensure CEO Mark Peters.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Insuring Crypto. My name is Mark Peters. I'm the CEO of Insure. Insure is a high utility cryptocurrency that's backed by a value protection plan. It's the only high utility cryptocurrency that's backed by a value protection plan. So I'm always excited when I get to talk about crypto. I'm especially excited today to talk about crypto with my sister and my COO, Rosemary. Welcome aboard, Rosemary, and I'm happy to talk to you today.
Hi, Mark. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
And Rosemary, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and what you've been up to the last several years?
Awesome. So a little bit about my background. Largely, my background's in tech and communications. So I started out my career working in the UK for a science media agency, doing PR, communications, account management, everything across the board. And during that time, I actually started getting involved in their business development unit. From there, that inspired me to go get an MBA, transition over into consulting, which is absolutely ridiculous. Looking back on it now, consulting is not an enjoyable lifestyle. But I'm really lucky because that actually took me over to Korea, where I started working with Samsung. And so I started working in their global strategy group, doing consulting projects for them all over the world on different technology projects. I was in consulting overall for about 4 years, and then now I'm here. And I'm here because, well, I mean, I'm sure we can talk about it later, but because of a really good opportunity and a good conversation that just kind of kicked all this off.
Yeah, and obviously I know you're passionate about the tech space, as am I. Luckily, we've had the opportunity to always be close. And the benefit I think that we have as a family is we might annoy each other from time to time, but we definitely are always striving towards a positive end goal. So it's been fun. It's been fun just working with you and having the opportunity to even get to know you better than I have historically, because you have been gone for a few years.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been great working with you too, actually. I'm very much enjoying it.
I know you're passionate about the crypto space as well. And you know, you joined me on this journey to make sure that we're doing something I think really positive for the crypto community. So like what about what we're doing kind of excites you and puts this in your kind of forefront and something you want to do and continue to do?
So there are quite a few things that excite me about what we're doing right now. I think the first one was, while I really enjoyed everything I've been doing up to this point, it's just incredibly exciting to be part of this community because I see it very much as a community of builders. And so I do feel like up to switching over into working on this, it's been very much me focused on trying to make something work for this big behemoth organization. And, you know, there's pluses and minuses to that, but it's so incredibly inspiring to be part of the crypto community and to see like individuals actually taking on projects and trying to make the world better through their different projects. I mean, you can go out there and you can find a ton of different altcoins that are focused on charity, focused on, you know, environment. Like if you can name a sector, there's somebody out there working on it. And it's full of really driven, smart people. So just being able to dive into a project that is building something, and I think, at least I hope, has that same sense of having like a mission to improve the world in the healthcare space is something that I'm absolutely finding exciting.
Yeah, and I do love your commentary about, you know, where crypto is at right now. And it's crazy. It is a very new market still, right? It's a very new thing that, going back to my democratization comment, allows individuals, allows smaller organizations, like look at Vitalik, you know, look at whether Satoshi Nakamoto is a real person or not. I mean, creating this and creating the foundation for everything that the kind of is existing in the crypto market today, obviously that's a super, like those were individuals, right? They had a vision, they had a structure, and so many things have been able to be built off that over the last 10 plus years. I mean, I'm excited for us to have our kind of, you know, our overall structure you know, our overall passion driving towards something that serves this community in, I think, a really positive way. And there's a lot of things, you know, going on in this community. Like, there's super exciting things like, hey, transaction work, proof of history with Solana, like so many exciting things. And I'm definitely excited to be on the forefront of the protection side of this and working with the groups that we've got to work with and creating this kind of utility rewarding platform that gives people just access to a different type of way to interact with their community, but also different merchants and vendors. Like the future of crypto is going, it's got to get easier to spend crypto, right? If you want to use it, you have to have the right platforms in place to make sure you build that out. But there's also so many different opportunities when it comes to utilizing the blockchain to really fundamentally change the way that we as a culture, as a society, like, have things in a secured basis. Like, I think I'm super passionate about making sure that we can try to build this out for the everyday person and really lower the barrier to entry when it comes to getting these everyday people into the overall community, because that's the only way that we're going to continue to drive positive change and positive development. Yeah, so absolutely. I know that was just me talking a lot there, but I'd love to hear your, you know, based on all the work that you've done and the people you've gotten to meet and the work you've been able to do so far. I mean, I'm sure you see it very, very similarly.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I mean, gosh, there's a few things in there that you mentioned that I kind of want to just take a minute and just like think about with you out loud, because I think that what's really cool about what we're doing is I do think that there are a lot of different important aspects and they all kind of deserve their own spotlight. So to your point about the protection, like, that is crazy to me that we've gotten to a place where we can actually legitimately say that we are protecting people's, like, you know, the purchase value of people's tokens for that initial piece of time. Like, I've gone out and looked and I can't find anything, at least, that I think is having a similar type of offer on that end. So it's exciting and very, like, you know, I see the importance of it and I take it very seriously, if that makes sense. And then go to the rewarding side, like, gosh, you know, life is so hard and there's so many things that are so boring about it. And so it's just actually kind of nice to have this fun mechanism built into the platform where, like, people enjoy going there and, you know, like, get things back for being part of the community. I just think that's so important.
Yeah. And you know, I think that is extremely important. And, you know, the overall crypto community in general is, I mean, I think they're clamoring for stuff like this. And stuff like this being the Ensure token and our entire platform that we're building. But even generally, like, new and old tech, like, there's plenty of ways to build a protocol on the blockchain. Obviously, there's positive ways that we've done it, but there also are positive ways to overall build a blockchain that's really designed for protection. Yeah. And I think that's where the actual, like, path will be going in the future. So there are, you know, there's legitimate probably regulations around that would be coming over the long haul when it comes to, you know, you want to make sure that if you're taking people's funds in, that you have some custody and positive, give people some assurance that their funds are protected in some way. So I think that what we're doing is, you know, I don't think necessarily we're stopping even where we're at right now. We're going to continue to build out, but the overall market in general, to really get mass adoption, and still it's minorly adopted across the board, crypto is, to really get mass adoption, it's driving some assurance in people's minds that there's something here, something underlying it. Yeah. Not too dissimilar from the gold standard that existed back in the day, to talk about an old thing, but definitely provide people an opportunity, like, look at your source code, look at everything that's out there. And that's what I love about the code base that is crypto too, because there's not these just monoliths that get created on it and you have no idea what's going on in the back end. It's all, this is transparent and it's all good. And it's really, it guides the principles as to how the overall crypto market should function.
Transparency is king, honestly. Like, I do think that in today's society that a lot of businesses are really struggling to find a way to be open and honest with their customer base. It's really nice to have that ability just right out of the gate, because everything's, you know, I mean, obviously there is privacy in it as well, but everything's just published out there on the blockchain. And, you know, if you need to go look anything up at any point in time, you can. So in terms of being able to audit things, go back and check history, it's not something where, you know, oh gosh, we lost a server, so we lost all of these customers' important purchases and things like that. It's like actually just still out there. So
maybe you can talk kind of quickly, Rosemary, about, you know, stable coins and, you know, how Ensure is different from a stable coin, but how we still have the potential opportunity and backing of what, you know, exists out there.
Yeah. So broadly speaking, you can, like, anybody who is new to this space can think of a stable coin that's tagged or pegged to a fiat currency. So for example, the US dollar, British pound, I think you mentioned China was thinking about doing a stable coin that would be pegged to their currency. So
even gold. Even gold, like Pax gold is like you can peg it to.
It's pegging it to something that's in the real world has a value on its own, doesn't, you know, fluctuate up and down. Like, I mean, you can probably take a roller coaster ride on Bitcoin's price chart over the last 10 years, but it's something that has a lot more trust in it, I would say, for lack of a better word, and is far more stable, hence the name stablecoin. What we're doing, it's not pegged to like gold or it's not pegged to the USD, but what we are building into Ensure coin is stability through having this protection. So the protection itself, just for people who may not know, so we have this promise to you called the Value Protection Program. So people who come onto our platform and buy Ensure covered by this Value Protection Program from us, they'll have confidence that for 2 years, whatever happens to the price at the end of 2 years, if it's lower than what they had initially paid for it, you know, come back onto our website and just get that loss of value back. So again, it's not, you know, we're not tied to gold, but what we have is that promise to you, that our promise to you is a real promise that we've backed, because what we're going to do is take that dollar for dollar amount of money that we get for the sale of these tokens to begin with, and we're going to move those over into an account that we don't touch, and you'll be able to have full, like, ability to see how the funds in that account are being managed. We're going to be putting reports on our website about every quarter, and maybe more frequent, but I think that's where we ended up with, was every quarter. And it's just something where you're going to have the transparency into the program. And then, you know, if at the end of those 2 years, you need to come back and claim some lost value, like, we also have an entire process in place so that it makes that a seamless journey for you to go, you know, reclaim your lost value. I think one thing that I can't underscore enough, I think, in order to ensure crypto's future, one thing that definitely needs to happen is that ease of usability. So when I was at LBS, I took a class on like how to create a product that is actually usable by your consumers. And we had somebody that came in who was talking to us about the importance of prototyping, which, as you know, we've done a ton of prototyping for our website and for, you know, well, everything tied to the business, really. But something that really has stuck with me all these years is that what he was working on was something that was meant to be used by patients that were coming into the ER having had a heart attack. And it was some type of device that was supposed to help doctors in like restarting their heart a lot faster. And he had gone into the emergency room that he had convinced to start using this device. And he talked about how he was just shattered because he had this device that the doctors were supposed to be using as a prototype. And he remembers a doctor just taking the device and just chucking it across the room because it was so hard to use that it was actually getting in the way of being able to have that end goal of saving the person's life. And I mean, what we're doing isn't life or death per se, but it really underscored the importance to me of like, you need to have processes be simple and easy. And I do think that that is one you know, something in the crypto space overall, where you're starting to see it, and a lot of technologies are starting to have ease of usability. But I think that there's still quite a long way to go, and making sure that like you're constantly testing things with customers, and that you have like real users who are giving you feedback on things, is so critical to every business, but especially in this one, especially when there's a lot of I think there's a lot of hesitancy to enter the space because of perceived lack of knowledge, because of a lot of the, you know, intense terms that are around it.
So, I mean, I was having a discussion with somebody last night who, you know, is going to end up working with us, and they want to buy the token because they know us and they want to, you know, make sure that goes in that pathway. But he goes, "Hey, I'm a noob. I know nothing. I am tabula rasa. I'm a blank slate for knowledge here." And, you know, I think one of the things that we can do, and we can continue to do as part of this podcast and moving forward with content on our site and just, you know, items that we push out there, is how can you, like, I think the biggest hurdle, and this was for me too, right? How can you get from 0 to 10, not the 10 to 100 or 10 to 50? It's like, how can you lower that barrier to entry? There's a couple ways you can do that, right? You have to educate people and put it on that end, or you have to make it a simpler process, or there's going to be some combination of the couple of those items. So I had to start with some level of education, right?
Agreed.
Rosemary, thank you very much for joining us today. This was a fun time for me, and I do appreciate you spending some time, and I do want to congratulate you and congratulate our users on getting the platform and the website built out. And, you know, as we expand on that, more exciting milestones to hit. But thank you very much, and definitely super excited about where we're heading on all this. In the future, we'll have additional podcasts. I'm sure Rosemary will be a guest in a number of those. And yeah, can't get rid of her, never want to. And I definitely appreciate your time today. Thanks. Now, in the future podcasts upcoming, we're going to have a conversation with head of the World Bank, executive director of the World Bank, and we'll release those names here soon. But he's been helping advise us and work through a number of the different use cases with the token and what we're building in the back end. And that'll likely be in the next podcast in the next few weeks. So thank you very much. And I will sign off now. And thank you very much for joining and sharing crypto.
Thank you for listening. We'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast player. And don't forget to leave a review.